Well,
wow.
It's been a fairly adrenaline-fueled evening.
Well, is this going to be like this every night? It's going to be you and me getting to this point in the evening, and both of us are, let's call eggs, we're both knackered, but what a day. And highs and lows, but it's been up and down all day.
I think it's been pretty up all day.
It has, hasn't it, really? I'm trying to think of any lows. I don't think there have been any lows.
No.
Me not getting a massive pancake, there's a low. Okay, so we've had one low. Right, but it's now dark at the venue.
Yeah.
What time has it gone, your watch?
It is 10 to 10.
10 to 10 in the evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we're still working. Here's for a raise. So let's talk about today. Let's talk about what's just happened. So we've just been at the dressage.
We have. I can't even talk. My brain's leaking out of my ears.
Me too.
It's Grand Prix special night.
Yes, it is. And some great performances there, I think.
Oh, God. Yes. So we've had, obviously, our team have been knocking performances out the park all week, and they've done it again this evening. We've got, at this point in time, there are still a couple of horses to go, but if my maths is correct,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not trusting at this point with my brain in the state it is, but anyway, we've got Lottie in the top 20 and Carl and Gareth both in the top 10.
Yeah. Gareth, what a performance from him.
That was just fantastic. He was over the moon with his Grand Prix test, and he's over several solar systems with this one. He is so happy.
Well, he's just come out of talking to some journalists, and you had a chat with him as well, didn't you? Did you hear the story he was telling about how when he was growing up, he would get sent sort of VHS copies of the dressage and dressage magazines? So that was a great story.
Yeah.
He should say that in interviews more often. That's my professional advice.
So you say that I should have asked him this in my interview. Are you doubting my skills?
No, not at all. But that was great. But you did ask him loads of great stuff. So let's hear from Gareth.
Your week is getting better and better, isn't it?
It's getting better. This is what dreams are made of. It's better and better and better and better and better and better. And do you know what? It felt, what was really good, it felt like I could turn around and go on and do it again. You know, so it felt really secure. The mare has just overachieved.
She's
absolutely
been a little star, hasn't
overachieved.
She?
You know, I never came here. We've had a great year, and I was really hoping that we could sort of maintain that form. But she has just overachieved.
And, of course, you've got the freestyle skills come now. This is the downside of doing well,
is you have to
do it all over again.
We were thinking, that 16th place might be quite good. I know I've got to do the freestyle. I prefer the set test. You know, that's what I do. I enjoy riding to those. But do you know what? It's a freestyle. It's for us. We'll go in there and, you know, I like my music. I enjoy my music. So we'll go in there and have some fun.
And tell me, what is your music?
It's a Celtic theme. It's from the program Outlander.
One of my favourites.
So I wanted a music that was quite light and flowing, because she has got another music which is quite, it's got a good beat, and it's a little bit more and stuff. And I had no idea how she would cope with all the atmosphere and stuff, so I didn't want anything too loud. So it's very nice. It sort of tells a nice little story. It's very sweet, and, you know, it's fun to ride to. So, that's us tomorrow.
Yeah, well, she's really, really proving herself this week.
Oh, she's unbelievable.
Week. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And how are the rest of the team doing as well?
Do you know what? We've had let's take the disappointment of the silver medal. We've had a great time, and Charlotte got a PB, Carl got a PB, I got a PB. Lottie, you know, first championship, 74. I mean, I don't think we've had a team where the fourth person has had that sort of score. You know, we've come in here, we've all ridden, you know, great specials. You know, the atmosphere is great. You know, and Charlotte's been brilliant. You know, after that disappointment of the Grand Prix, she's here and she's supporting everybody. And, you know, we have a great team. We support each other. And it's what you sort of see in public is what it's like behind the scenes as well.
And you all must be feeling pretty optimistic about Tokyo now.
Well, you know, Tokyo is 12 months away. We all have to, you know, next year, it's all about next year, the summer season. So we have to go out and qualify. There's two things that are very positive for us from doing so well here. One is the scores, prove what we can do. Second thing is she sort of proved what she can do at a championship under that sort of pressure. Where, you know, if they come here and they got a bit scared or not quite have achieved, you know, maybe you'd have to prove yourself again next year. So, you know, she'll go home, she'll have a break. We'll do some quiet shows over the winter to keep it ticking over. You know, she's not a big. I'm not going to do the indoor shows. I don't think that's her. You know, we'll save her. You know, Tokyo Olympics come around every 4 years.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a lottery sometimes. You can have a great year the year before, great year the year after, and you miss out on that year. But it's only three to the team as well. So it's going to be very tough. There's great horses and riders back at home. So it's exciting, but we need that if we want to go to Tokyo and win a medal.
Well, good luck. Enjoy this week.
Thank you.
And I hope it only gets better for you.
Well, Ed, do you know what? It just doesn't matter now. Yeah. It just does not matter.
Brilliant. Thank you
all
very
right,
much.
Thank you.
Okay, so obviously we've had the jumping as well today. And again, right, I mean, pick these out. Ben Mayer, what a performance.
Yes.
Holly, oh, do you know what I call Holly? Ninja. See, she is so ice cool. Goodness me, I was so impressed with her. I was so nervous. Were you nervous?
I was very, very nervous. So for those who've been living under a rock for the last, I don't know, year, we need to do well here because we are looking for Tokyo qualification. The team themselves are ultra confident, like, yeah, we're going to get a medal, yeah, and that would be awesome. But Tokyo qualification too, please. To have the Ben's currently leading individually. Mm. He and Explosion have just pulled out two amazing clear rounds. Holly obviously has got her clear round as well. The team as a whole are currently sitting in third place.
Yeah.
Which is excellent. We'd like to go higher, but we'll take third if that's what we end with.
Yeah.
So the last into the ring was Scott Brash. So I had a super quick catch up with him after his round. So Scott, tell me how that round went for you.
Yeah, I was very happy. I thought the horse jumped fantastic. I'm really happy with her. Yeah, one toe in the water, but she tried to jump it well. Ideally, maybe could get a touch closer to the boards, but she doesn't want to get close to the boards. She's so careful that she doesn't want to get too close to it. So she takes off a bit earlier, so it becomes even wider of a jump for her. But that's just her quality. And the more water jumps she jumps, the better she gets. So hopefully by tomorrow, if it's in there, we'll jump the water tomorrow, I'm sure.
And obviously now Great Britain are in bronze medal position at the moment. Do you think we can stay in the medals?
I think so, the way the horses are jumping. But okay, there's a lot of jumping to go. We need a bit of luck. But yes, we're certainly in a good position.
Which brings us to the paras. Medal, 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 medal. Let's talk about the medals with the paras.
So the first person I'm going to talk to is Nikki Greenhill, and she is another one of our para squad who's here on a senior championship debut. Now, Nikki is actually a blind rider. It's been a long time since we've sent a blind rider to a championships. We did try and look up how long when we were back in the office and failed, but it's a long time. So I caught up with her after her round. She didn't have the easiest time in there. Her horse was very lively. Mm. But she still put in a brilliant performance, and so I talked to her about that, and also found out actually how, when you're a blind rider, you navigate the arena, because I'm going to be honest, I have trouble navigating an arena when I can see the dressage markers. So, how she can go in there and pull off the amazing performance that she does, I don't know, but here she is telling me how that works. So, Nikki, that it was a bit of a challenging build-up to that test, but how do you think it went?
With what I had on the day, I'm really, really delighted. Very, very challenging warm-up for me. The horse got incredibly nervous. I was doubtful whether I was even going to make it in. So to get round and to come fourth, I'm over the moon.
Well done. And explain to me a little bit how, as a blind rider, you navigate the arena.
So I have two ways of doing it. One is to either go towards somebody's voice, so it sort of acts as a beacon, or Gary calls the markers as I get to them, so I know where I am in the arena. And I'm also using him, because he stands in exactly the same place, I use him to orientate myself against, if that makes sense.
So that requires a lot of trust within your team then?
It requires a huge amount of trust and a huge amount of practice.
I can imagine.
Because it's something you sort of want it to become, you don't have to think about it as much. Because it requires, for me, it's a massive mental challenge. Mm. Because I'm sort of remembering where I am as opposed to looking where I am and where I've been. So I need to go in there as relaxed as possible and as confident as possible so that I can think as much as I can about riding the horse.
And what does it mean to be here competing as part of the British team in the European Championships?
Oh, it's great, and I've been waiting for this spot a long time. I would have liked to have had a slightly easier build-up, but hey-ho, that's the way life goes and the way horses go. But no, I'm just thrilled to be here, and I'm soaking up the moment.
And are you looking forward to the next couple of tests you've got? Do you think you could better your score?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so delighted to get that score with how he was today. I've never had him like that before, so it's totally out of character. So I really hope he'll come out more confident next time, and let's see what happens.
Brilliant. Well, good luck with it, Nicky.
Thanks ever so much.
So I went a bit premature there when I started shouting out medal, 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 didn't I? But now I can do medal, 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 because Sophie's won us another medal.
Another medal. This is her 30th, if I'm right, 30th career medal. And the second one that we as a team have won, as in Team GBR, have won this week in Rotterdam. She's equaled what her protege Georgia Wilson pulled off the other day. They are now both European silver medalists.
Yeah, superb stuff. And they got their medals presented in the main Rotterdam arena. All the crowd is now coming out. So let's hear your chat with Sophie.
So I'm now walking back to the mix zone with Sophie Wells, who's just ridden with Sea Fatal Attraction. How do you think that went, Sophie?
I would have preferred him to be a little more relaxed in there, but he was a little bit on the tense side today. I think there was a few more people than he expected in there, which is great because people came to watch. But it just, came out in a fair amount of tension with him. So I just rode what I had in there, which was not his best, that's what it is.
It is what it is, isn't it? And obviously you've still got the team rounds to go and the freestyle, so there's plenty of opportunity to build on that score, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think the more he goes in, he's a good international horse, because the more he goes in, the better he gets generally. So hopefully today he'll be walking back to the stables and telling himself that actually it wasn't quite as scary as he might have first thought, and he might have overreacted slightly.
Yes, and there is a nice audience, but they're all there to see him, and they're all very nice, really.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, obviously the aim here with three riders on their championship debut was always just to sort of gain experience and build on the strength and depth that we have in the team, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and we qualified for Tokyo last year at WEG, so that takes a bit of pressure away from that team result, and the Dutch is strong, but so there's a lot of other nations that have been posting mid 70% scores this week, which is great for the sport and will make the team competition really exciting.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Sophie.
And that's it. I feel that's a job well done tonight. I think we've done very well.
I don't know if we're still recording or you're just talking.
No, I am. Right. No, this is me. This is me. This is me recording and telling you we've had a great day. So,
well, I mean, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening at the moment.
No.
We've got to go back to the media centre and do more work.
Absolutely. Bye, everyone. See you tomorrow.